This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you get a cancer diagnosis, your world stops. But not Fox Chase Cancer Center. When the science moves quickly, we move quicker. Because cancer is all we do. From the molecular level to the human level, we stay focused on your unique cancer. Not just following the science, but discovering new paths forward, giving you a head start on better outcomes. Learn more at foxchase.org/where you start, because where you start matters.
At T-Mobile, we'll give you four free 5G phones and four lines for only $25 per line per month with eligible trade-ins. And no, it's not a contest. It's every day for a limited time. Everyone's a winner on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay. Up to $830 off each phone via 24 monthly bill credits plus taxes, fees, and $10 device connection charge. For well qualified customers, contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You know what? I don't think it's a fist fight. I really want to hear how people evaluate Travis Hunter as just a wide receiver, because, guys, do we agree he's not going to be playing both ways for very long? It's going to be one thing. Eventually, right? He could say he wants to play both. Do you guys disagree with that? He's pretty much going to be a wide receiver, isn't he?
Yeah.
Owen, do you agree or disagree?
I mean, yeah. Stefanski gave comments yesterday that he could see him doing both, but...
Well, yeah, you could always see him doing both, but I agree with you guys. Like, it's a wide receiver. And if he were a... If it were Deion, like Deion, yeah, we'll run you out there for a series of plays or for a package, because it's another thing for a defense to look at.
That's the one thing that he does is going to be in the back of his head forever. Is his college coach was the guy that did it last, really, right? I mean, I know there was
Troy Brown when it comes up.
But I hate to be this way. Like, Troy Brown did that at the beginning. He did that in packages at the goal line.
Yes.
He did that at necessity. I hate to do it like this.
You wouldn't draft him because of that.
It's just so lowest common denominator. It's like, buddy, you're playing against the Big 12. This is the NFL. This is the best of the best. And I need you at the very best of the best. And I do think it's easier to go out there and play corner. And then, hey, a little bit of offense. You can run some routes. We'll either use you or we'll make you a decoy, one of the two. Than to do the other side, than to do the other way. I think it is easier to do it that way.
Well, and so I want to dial in on him as a wide receiver just for the sake of all of this and throw all this other stuff aside, which, by the way, probably easier for me to say than do, because if I was interviewing Travis Hunter and I'm an NFL team and he's telling me I want to play both, would you use it against him? That's tough.
No, I'm not going to use it against him. But
just because you don't want him coming in, I don't know what it is. His agent? Somebody say his agent was Lil Wayne.
What?
Maybe I got played by an April Fool's joke. I have no idea who his agent is. But what if his team? What if they're sitting there saying no, he's going to play both? Well, if I'm an NFL team now, I kind of got to use it against him. Like, I don't want that problem. I don't want that challenge. I don't want my coaches scrambling.
Yeah, let's concentrate on one, and then we'll work in the other one. Man,
I want to know where he is with other draft classes. I want to know where he is, because we're doing the same thing for quarterbacks. Like, if we're saying, wait a second, Shedeur Sanders would have gone sixth last year with quarterbacks, or would have gone behind Bo Nix last year. Okay, well, those guys aren't in this draft, but if we're going to do that, let's do it for wide receiver. So I put up some names. Where would he go in order as far as wide receiver prospects with Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., and Jeremiah Smith? And I'm putting Jeremiah Smith there because I've heard guys like Todd McShay say he's got the perfect quarterback receiver evaluation. The perfect. Like, meaning it's as good as we've ever seen. Not that he's going to be, but this is how you do prospects.
He signed with his agency, by the way. It's I don't know if it's Lil Wayne himself.
Well,
but
Lil Wayne is standing at the Heisman Trophy with him.
So. Okay, so where would he go?
And I can't believe I went from delivering newspapers, listening to that guy on a CD player to this. What an incredible story. Sorry, go ahead.
So I put it out on Twitter, and again, it's just people on Twitter, but people on social media. But they're all telling me he would go last. He would go behind as a wide receiver. He's not as good of a prospect at coming out as Malik Nabers, Marvin Harrison Jr., and what Jeremiah Smith will be in 2 years.
But Jeremiah Smith is a grown man already. I don't know if that's a great comparison.
I know, but all I'm saying is generational talent doesn't go fourth in this conversation. You're not a generational talent.
It's true.
If you're going fourth in just those guys. I didn't include Roma Dunze. I didn't include, man, you want to go Jamar Chase? Like, is he still last?
Well, he's Wilson compared to all those guys, according to what you just read to me a couple of segments ago. What the hell was that, by the way? Who wrote that up? Comparisons that compared him to every Fred Biletnikoff to Paul Warfield to Jerry Rice. He was all of them somehow. What did you have to say?
Just tired. You read what, and he's behind Malik Nabers and... tired of hearing the comparison to last year because we're not drafting last year. We're drafting this year. You got to take somebody with the number two pick.
Yes.
You
trade down.
Well, in this draft, he does not compare at all to Randy Moss. I mean, Randy Moss would have been number one in this draft. So let's go get him.
If I'm not going to take a quarterback, I feel he has, because of the way a team could use him, I feel he has the biggest boom or bust potential other than a quarterback. And so if I'm going to take a number two, and it's not going to be, if I'm going to take a person at number two.
I don't think you can include the word bust then if you're taking number two. You can he's got the biggest bust as well.
And this is why I'm thinking.
It's going to only be boom.
I would like to, if I'm not going to take a QB at position number two in the draft, then I think I'd like to go with somebody who's solid, who's going to give me top end play, and that's going to be Abdul Carter. Then I'll just take it. He'll probably, the second they take him, he'll probably turn into Lieutenant Dan. But either way, I'm going to take Abdul Carter.
Well, you know, in this draft, he'd be behind Bruce Smith and Reggie White.
Guys, I know that this draft is so messed up that I think there's going to be a lot of things that a lot of us say that we're going to be really embarrassed by in 10 years by some of these prospects, whether we loved him or whether we hated him. But I think with boom or bust potential, he has the most bust potential other than a quarterback. He's got great boom potential. He's a nice young man, it seems. Great player. But if I'm not going to take a quarterback, I want to take a top-end position that's going to help, that is still a in-demand position. Wide receiver is in demand. Absolutely, it's in demand. But damn it, I can have all the great wide receivers in the world. I still got to figure out who the hell is going to be throwing to these guys. And maybe Travis Hunter does make Kenny Pickett look better. Or maybe they do go out and get Kirk Cousins after what Diana Russini had just tweeted out there. Maybe that changes our mind. We don't know. Everybody's Rumsfeldian right now. We don't know who we're going to get. And I think, man, I just don't want to see a guy who wants to play corner, it seems, but is a better wide receiver, getting lost in the wash on this team. Because if it comes down to it, I can just look at Abdul Carter and go, hey, put both them hands in the ground, get that butt up in the air, and go after the quarterback. Go after number nine, go after number eight, and whoever the hell the Steelers march out there. Go after those guys. It ain't that hard. It's very easy. Use your speed. Use your agility. Get around this guy. Go after him. Instead of, well, if we do this, we da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da- very exciting prospect when it comes down to him or Travis Hunter with everything else that's going on.
Start your new career with H&K Group Incorporated. H&K Group wants to offer you the opportunity to be part of the industry leader. 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. Visit hkgroup.com and apply today. H&K Group does not discriminate. Experience more with H&K.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.